Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, for a couple minutes here. Talk Vanderbilt sports. Joe, how are you this morning?
I'm good. I thought I was going to walk in on a language lesson of some
kind. All I know is Cuatro Ocho of, and I don't know what the rest of it is.
I know ESPN Ocho. That's about all I know.
The big Ocho.
Well, number Diaz will be a key guy to watch for Vanderbilt this weekend as they open up against Richmond. Bobby had his first press conference yesterday. I thought it was interesting to hear some of his comments about various topics, including the heat. It's been a blistering August, and he didn't, you know, a lot of coaches will just give you the standard, it's no big deal, you know, we got to play when we play. But, I mean, he said, it's had an effect on things.
It certainly has an impact on the way you go about things, and he mentioned that they sort of had a luxury, if you will, that they were going through all this while they weren't in school. So that gave them a lot more flexibility to move practice times around and, you know, slide times to later in the evening or move them to earlier in the morning, and they had flexibility because they didn't have to worry about classes. And also he wanted to compliment, Magic and the food staff over there, because when you decide you're going to change a practice schedule, it also changes a meal schedule, and those folks have to be flexible and ready to go too. And so they've been able to do that and get the guys out of the worst parts of the day for the most part. And I think they feel really fortunate at this point that they've gotten through to this point with very few major injuries to report. I think Patrick Benoit probably won't play, certainly won't practice after injuring his foot last week, and I would imagine he was set to probably start at one of the linebacker spots, and I don't think he's going to play on Saturday, so it looks like Brandon Bryant will get that spot, but everybody else seems to be in good shape.
I talked to Jonathan Goff for a couple minutes yesterday, and I noticed on the jersey he was wearing, you know, he still had the Quane Doster patch from last year. He told me they were going to vote on who gets to wear that for this season, I guess within the next couple days.
Yeah, they had not done it as of yesterday, and that's a decision that's made by the team, and it's a great, I think it's a great honor to whoever receives that. I know Jonathan had a lot of pride in wearing it last year, and it'll be interesting to see who they choose to wear it. And, of course, the impact, too, as well, you know, Quane's brother Jermaine is now a part of the team. And that's going to be emotional. At some point it's going to have to be. I can imagine it is for him to go into that locker room and see Quane with Quane's locker still there, still intact. And I'm sure that he's had to deal with a lot of this, you know, leading up to even his decision whether he wanted to come to Vanderbilt or not because of that. And he's gonna be a very solid contributor, but that's got to be emotional at times.
Yeah, John Goff was saying they really enjoy having his brother around, though. They seem to, you know, he seemed to fit in pretty well and sort of understood the impact that his brother had on the program.
Yeah, and I think they understand as well the impact all this has on him, and I think they've helped him with that too. So it's been a good mix.
Couple more notes from West End.
Well, you know, you talked about some of the things that Bobby talked about at the press conference yesterday, and he dropped some names, and he mentioned one in particular that I'm looking forward to seeing in Justin Wheeler. You know, Earl Bennett's going to get so much attention, and then after that, you look down the list, and you see Sean Walker out there, and you see George Smith out there, Brian Anderson out there at receiver. But Justin Wheeler's a guy that I think has had a really solid fall camp, and hopefully is going to get a chance to contribute early. And one of the other things that he mentioned, and he talked about one of the things that absolutely has to improve with this team, and he was very emphatic about it, was not just special teams in general, but punt returns in particular. He said last year they just had too many times that punt returns were allowed to hit the ground instead of being fielded even on a fair catch, and it really gave up a lot of field position. And he said they are going to work very hard this year to change that. And he even talked about the possibility of one of the guys back there to return punts could be Earl Bennett. So, you know, they're putting a lot of eggs in that basket to try to improve that from last year.
And, Joe, during Bobby Johnson's tenure, it seems like that's been one thing that they've been lacking, is a guy who could sort of, you know, break one and you'll score a touchdown occasionally, or at least give them some excellent field position, you know, in a return situation.
Yeah, for a while there, I think we sort of were just hoping to find a guy who you were confident could field it cleanly, and, you know, you weren't going to get a mistake out of it. No, don't run it back, but just catch it and stop it there. And now Earl's a guy that has breakaway capabilities, and they're gonna use him. And I certainly think now a lot of that focuses on the guys in front of him to give him time to catch the ball and, you know, and get going. And if they can do that, he's a guy that can break one away.
Joey, appreciate it. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, see you tomorrow.